Silence!
Oppenheimer!
I think they're talking about us. No way.
I myself am strange and unusual.
This is Nerd Play Radio!
Nerd alert!
These nerds are a threat to our way of life.
See, this is the stuff that brings nerds together.
So it's sort of social. Demented and sad, but social, right?
If I'm interested in it, then by definition, it is nerdy.
Are you in loser denial or something?
I'm a nerd, and I'm pretty proud of it.
My dad's a nerd.
And welcome to episode 267 of Nerd Pride Radio. 267? That's the number of times the Force is used in episodes 1 through 6 of the Star Wars movies. Holy crap, great nerd fact, Kyle. Thank you. I appreciate you. Ask me how I'm doing today. Go on. Ask me. I am awesome! My name is Mike Jones. I am a Pathfinder slash D&D nerd, a history nerd, a sci-fi nerd, a comic book nerd, computer nerd, movie nerd, comedy nerd, science nerd, gaming nerd, plus there's probably like seven other kinds of nerds I only wish I was nerdy enough to be. You are listening to Nerd Pride Radio, the place I go every week to have on about all the nerd stuff that just won't fit in my skull anymore. As always, I am recording live from my Nerd Pride studios in the D&D closet, which kind of smells like a locker room, really, but it is the coolest place to play D&D. So, sadly, I am recording alone here because Aiden couldn't be bothered. But, you know what that means? It means tonight, instead of all the stuff I had planned to do with Aiden, I'm just going to do a whole Podomatic episode. Hot dog! This is, I should say Podomatic! Oh, darn it, now I have to back up again. Oh, I did have one, Mike was wrong! Last week I told the dad joke, the three conspiracy theorists walk into a bar, and I credited my brother for that. And actually my son Jacob called me up to tell me that, well, how dare you? How dare you? I'm the one that gave you that joke. In fact, I'm the one that gave it to Kyle, which I don't know if I believe or not, because Kyle said it was given to him by an anonymous relative. So it could be anybody, really, but Jacob is my son, and he's usually very, very honest. So I'm going to take his word for it this time. So I was wrong. All right, anyway, back to the Podomatic. Hot dog, this is the Nerd Pride Radio Podomatic. Usually at the end of every cast, but this time at the beginning, I bring out R2 in his fully pimped out Podomatic bubble, and he rolls up random topics for me to talk about. Where do these topics come from, you ask? Is that what you're asking? I can hear you asking. Well, that's where you come in. You want to hear me have wrong about something? Send your question or topic to me by email, or better yet, in a private message on my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds, I will add it to my Podomatic list, which is, after this episode, since this is going to be an all-Podomatic episode, I'm going to be down below 100 this time. So those of you who haven't sent any in a while, maybe now's the time to dust them off and get me a few, because I kind of need them. And Kyle, you know, you're old reliable. You've certainly given me more than enough Ronster, more than enough. But if you guys want to anyway, that would be fine too. I'm desperate. I'm begging. So, you know, hey, more Podomatics. All right. Anyway, Podomatic is about whatever you want it to be. All right. And my first number is, the lighting in here is terrible. My first number is 35. I'm going to go fix the lights. Hold on. And I'm back. And why do I say hold on when I'm just pausing it anyway? Like, literally no time has passed for you guys. Like, I put you in stasis, and then I just went about my business, and it could have been like a half hour before I came back. It wasn't, because I realized that, oh yeah, that's right, the lamp is just right behind me, so I really could have just done it without pausing at all. Is this more information than you needed to enjoy this podcast? Because I feel like you really kind of need the full ambiance of the setup, and that's what's going on. I have a lamp right behind me, and I'm too stupid to know that. There you go. Anyway, number 35 is from, hang on, I have the list open, I just hadn't. while it was paused for me to turn around and turn on a lamp, I didn't bother to roll down to 35. So, you know, I'm not quite that smart. Oh, there it is. All right, I found it. Can I stall longer? Maybe. Come on. All right, now it's paused. It's going to jump again. Darn it. Oh, great radio, Mike. Good job. Something's really wrong with my spreadsheet here, because it's not going anywhere. Let's try that. There we go. Ah, finally. It's from Ronster. Ronster, who would tell me that, you know, I can just grab the little tab in the scroll bar and just roll it up and down. Why don't I do that? I don't know, Ron, because I'm not that bright. I think I already settled that with the lamp, didn't I? All right, yeah, it's one of those episodes. Ronster says, what is the worst pain you've ever felt in your life? Be specific, this is for posterity. Oh, I get it. It's a Princess Bride reference. Okay, that makes perfect sense. And while I may have answered this one before, probably one of my surgeries, waking up from one of my surgeries. And those are pretty miserable, but you're also kind of in an anesthetic and painkiller-induced haze. And so therefore, while they suck, it's temporary. Again, stepping on a nail out of my in-law's place, I stepped on an old nail and it was rusty and I didn't know when my last tetanus shot was. And so we went to the doctor and I got a tetanus shot and that part didn't hurt. That wasn't the hard part. The hard part was him putting the syringe filled with water inside the nail hole in my foot and then just squirting water up in there. That was horrible. And so every time, you know, my wife, this was when we were first married. So after that, every time my wife gave birth, I was able to gently hold her hand and go, yeah, I know, honey. I get it. I've been there. Because, you know, I once had a doctor squirt water in my foot. There you go. I'm sure that's equivalent to childbirth, right? Pretty sure. She never said anything, but I'm guessing that she agreed with me. So there you go. 49. 49 is from... All right, do I sound like I'm a little manic? Okay, here's the deal. I'm leaving for scout camp tomorrow morning. So I have spent, this is Saturday, I've spent my entire Saturday just getting all of our stuff ready for camp. It's just me and Noah going. And so therefore, we had to wash a little laundry. We had to go shopping for all of our snacks and the supplies that were missing. We had to find where all the camping gear is, clean out the boxes and reorganize stuff. Find a suitcase. Anyway, so I've been doing that all day long. I finally have all the packing done. I've gotten to sit down, and now I'm a little weird. All right, my brain's a little mushy. So that's what we're doing. This one's from Kyle. Kyle says, "What's your take on the Avengers Infinity War movie?" Look, as a guy who criticized the Marvel formula, I gotta tell you, I loved this movie. Like love, so good, and with a note perfect ending. Am I right? I cannot tell if you are being sarcastic with the Infinity War movie. I mean, you're probably not. But, I wasn't... I mean, I liked Infinity War. I liked it a lot. I had a great time watching that movie. I loved the action. I loved the characters. I think I would like to watch it again at some point and watch it from, you know, even though I know what's going to happen. Because, to me... It was such a huge move to eliminate... The ending to Infinity War was gigantic. And because of real-world events that had been announced, you knew that it wasn't real. You knew that it couldn't be permanent. You knew that they had to reverse it. I mean, like, you knew it. And so I spent that whole poignant ending scene... I spent all of that... trying to work out details in my head of the logistics of it, and therefore I wasn't in the moment, and I didn't really enjoy it the way I should have. Like I say, lots of people I know did and loved it, so I'm assuming you're not sarcastic, but lots of people loved it. It just didn't click for me, and I wish it had, because then I got to Endgame and loved Endgame. That hit all the right beats for me. I was emotionally invested in that one, and yeah, there's a few flaws, but in spite of that, whatever, Endgame was great. So, maybe I'll go back and watch Infinity War. 72. And 72 is from, let's see, here it is. Oh, and for those of you who are in the Nerd Pride Gallium Club, you already are aware, because I sent out this message for today's listener betrayal. And I'm wondering if Aiden, when he gets his message, if he will actually show up for this podcast. So that's kind of what we're betting on, is whether or not he's going to be here. And I haven't heard anything from him yet. I mean, haven't looked at the responses to my messages. So he might have said something, but I'm not looking at any of those till the end of the cast. Oh my God, wait, hold on, door. Oh, speak of the devil.
How dare you?
Speak of the devil.
How
I was
dare
just,
you?
I was just explaining to these nice folks how...
You said you wouldn't start without me.
I was just explaining to them what I had done and how I was certain that you would show up.
How dare you?
Hey, you want a chair? You should get a chair. I mean, look, we're only 10 minutes in. You did pretty well. Yeah, okay. Good. Yes, get a chair and get yourself something to drink. Make yourself comfortable. I'll just keep up the show until you're ready. So, I know you have things to do.
How dare you start without me?
It's fine. It's fine. They didn't even, you know what? They didn't even miss you.
I will bet you're wrong.
It did. You'll see. You'll see. Let's find out how they respond. All right. Where did I leave off? I said 72, right? Okay.
What, we're already in the Potomatics? Is this fingertips?
It wasn't even a fingertips. This is an all-Potomatic episode.
Oh, well,
because it's episode 267, so you know every 89 episodes I always do an all-Potomatic. So this would be the third one, because we're on a multiple of 89. We have to.
Did you just pull that out of your ass?
I did, but it's the best I could do. I'm sitting here doing the math going, wait. 89 prime? 89 is prime. 89 is prime. All right, I guess I have to do that. I was hoping for a smaller number. I was hoping to say we do it like every 43 episodes or something. But well.
You know what? I've got a little bit of nerd rage.
Really? Do you have some nerd rage?
Yeah. So, I have been...
Wait, hold on. Uh-oh. Get the little ones out of the room. Make sure you're sitting down for this.
Nerd rage came flashing back. And I just looked at him and went, Rrr!
That's right, it's time for some nerd rage. Hey, what's your nerd rage?
So, I drive for a big pizza chain.
Yes.
And instead of calling the people that want us to call them or people we can't get to answer the door, they have us text them now. Because people are more likely to respond to text messages. Sorry, was I quiet? Are you moving the mic because I was quiet?
I'm being polite.
Okay, but now, my text conversations, it's hard for me to find someone I've talked to recently because my entire inbox is just full of rando numbers of customers.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so dumb.
All right, what you should do if you want to get in good graces with your boss is say, hey, if I need to be calling and texting people from the car, then I need a company phone and demand that.
I'm sure.
Say, look, this is it. I'm putting my foot down.
I'm sure as a minimum wage employee. Look, I can barely get Sundays off.
Yeah, that's a good point. So, did you have to work this morning?
Yes.
So you didn't even get Sunday. Oh, no, today's Saturday. I don't know what day it is.
I know, I also work tomorrow, so.
Oh, okay.
And then next Sunday as well, so.
Oh, well, I'm sorry about that, but that's a good nerd rage.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Now, we really are at 72. 72 is from someone named Kyle.
Hi, Kyle.
And Kyle says, what's your favorite rerun show to watch when you are homesick from school?
Friends.
Oh, good call. Mine was Gilligan's Island, says Kyle. For the kids, explain what I'm talking about. I don't have to explain. Aiden knows Gilligan's Island, right?
I know the character named Hoagie Gilligan from The Kids Next Door that was named after the show.
Oh, my God. Okay, look. The characters on the show were Gilligan, the Skipper 2.
What happened to the Skipper 1?
The millionaire and his wife. The movie star.
Are you just reciting the theme song right
the
now?
The professor and Marianne, which actually it used to be and the rest, but then in later seasons, apparently the rest got really pissed off that there's only seven of them. Like literally, they got down to and the rest. It was just two more, the professor and Marianne. And so it was the seven of them. They had gone out on a boat called the Minnow for a 3-hour tour. A 3-hour tour.
Yeah.
All right. The weather started getting rough.
Are you just citing the theme song?
If not for the courage of the fearless crew, the minnow would be lost.
The rhyme scheme the minnow leads me to believe
would be lost. But
no human being talks like this. I hope you understand.
Fortunately, the ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
Who calls it an isle?
Yeah, you probably fit the rhythm of the song. You have to call it an isle. And then that's where we go into the names. Gilligan, the Skipper Two, the Millionaire. The Millionaire was Thurston Howell III, and his wife was named Lovey. So that's a James Bond name. Yes. And the professor had a name, but I don't remember it because they only ever called him Professor. So there you go. And the movie star was Ginger. So
what was the name?
The whole point... yes. And the whole point is that they were shipwrecked on Gilligan's Island, and they never got rescued. Well, eventually, at the end of the series, they got rescued. But that was it. It was them being trapped on a desert island, and wacky sitcom things happen. Don't mess with that. Do not. It fell off of here, and it broke, so do not mess with it. Sorry, my youngest son built a robot that is now on the table, and it's kind of in a couple of pieces. So I had to give some instructions. It's okay. Your robot's fine. He's doing great.
No, he's playing a recorder.
So, anyway, Gilligan's Island was a good one. I am trying to remember what... When I was homesick from school, I most looked forward to The Price is Right. I don't remember rerun shows that I watched. I mean, I know I did, but I can't remember what they were. But Price is Right, oh, God, I loved that show. I could not wait to watch Price is Right when I was homesick during the day. So very cool. 76, we're already right there. How about that? And 76 is from... It's from Kyle!
Why, Kyle?
Kyle's a winner. Kyle says, Bed, wed, or behead.
I'm listening.
A human-sized Raggedy Ann doll that's animated and has the sentience of Felicia Day.
Alright.
She-Ra, but she has PTSD with violent outbursts and can't adapt to living in your mundane world. Or, grown-up strawberry shortcake, but she's an at-risk recovering heroin abuser.
Alright, easy. Easy, easy. Kill She-Ra, lay Shortcake, and then marry Felicia Day, because you always have to marry Felicia Day.
Okay, but she's not... I mean, she's really a Raggedy Ann doll that thinks she's Felicia Day, but she's life-size.
No, she doesn't think she's Felicia Day. She has the sentience of...
Okay. It doesn't matter because my answer was going to be the same as yours.
Okay.
So, yeah, that seemed pretty straightforward
to me,
right?
Why would you ever do anything with She-Ra? Like, it just seems like a bad time.
Right, well, with the PTSD and the difficulty adapting and the violent outbursts, and she could kill me? That's...
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Number 8 is way up here, and it is from someone named Ronster.
Well, hey, Ron.
Ron says... Santa has decided to operate a more diverse reindeer workforce. What are their new reindeer names? You know what? When you say a diverse reindeer workforce? Okay, wait. I think I got
Matrix
this.
Matrix fan 125.
Okay, that's pretty good. I was going to go more along the lines... of Bullwinkle. There you go. See, because why is it always got to be reindeer? What, can a moose get a job? Seriously. So, but then I ran out of animal names. Because the next animal name I thought of was Bambi, but that's just another deer. I mean, I know it's not a reindeer, but... see, so then I ran out.
Old Yeller?
Old Yeller! There! That would have been great. These would be awesome, awesome... You can't see my quote fingers. Just imagine
Lassie.
Them. Reindeer names.
There's a lot of famous animals. How'd you not...
Okay, he wasn't here for the beginning explanation.
Chip and or Dale.
I'm frazzled. I am just having a day. I am frantic, manic.
Any number of the Happy Tree Friends.
I don't remember the names of any of the Happy Tree Friends. Name two.
Lumpy and... No, that's about it.
Okay. Was Lumpy the moose?
Yeah, Lumpy was the moose.
Okay. We already have a moose. I'm
sorry.
Yeah,
we also have a bunch of squirrels.
We've already filled our quota of moose, so you're going to have to...
That's moosest.
Certainly mooses. 83. 83, you got a prediction on this one?
Is it Kyle?
I'm guessing walrus. 83 is from... Actually, I think we might be... No, there is a walrus, but that's not what this one is. This
it's
one's from Kyle.
I was right. Hi, Kyle.
No surprise there. Inside the NPR studio, question 14. If you were to drink James Lipton down like a hot cup of tea, what flavor tea would he be?
A chamomile. He puts me to sleep.
That is great. You know what? I'm just going to leave and let you take over the podcast because I cannot think of a damn thing.
Alrighty.
I can't think of a good James Lipton joke. I mean, like, I'm like, oh, wait, but there's Lipton tea. Oh, wait, that's the joke, Lipton tea. Damn it. All right, that's the premise. Now, what do I, flavors of tea, Earl Grey, hot? I got nothing. Nothing.
Cool. Welcome to the second episode of Aiden Stole This Podcast. That's 38.
Man,
listen to that Platinum List buzz.
Oh, dude, I had like a whole hour before you got here, so.
So, wait, if you had a whole hour, why'd you message me? Right at the
so time. I've got like probably 30 or 40 messages built up here. That's what I'm telling you. So,
I just feel betrayed.
Wow. Maybe if you had been here on time, this wouldn't happen.
We usually record on Sundays. How was I supposed to know to be here on a Saturday?
6 o'clock on Saturday. That's when we've always recorded.
How dare you?
Next week I will not be here on Saturday. Just so you
know. I will drive up to Cedars with your recording equipment.
I'll have my recording equipment.
How dare you?
I always record from Camp Cedars. Always.
You know what? I'll make the drive.
And yet, I might not, because I've been doing this two-week schedule lately. Not on purpose, but like, we had that long pause in there, but even before that, I've been like every 2 weeks. And that just seems to be working right this moment, because other things are going on. Although, right now... We're in a break with Godball because there's nothing to do right now but playtest. Uh-huh. So, I mean, well, we got to get some stuff prepared for Gen Con. But for the most part, the game itself is sort of set in stone. We're making a few tweaks, but nothing drastic. And so, therefore, my creative energies are no longer going to that. So, I may be doing more podcasts than usual. I don't know. More than usual, meaning going back to once a week. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. All right. Anyway. We had a number, and it was 38, and we did that one. Okay. Well, I didn't read it. I picked it up and turned it over as if that would take back the roll. 38 that we didn't read off. Inside the NPR studio, question 16? 16. 18? I can't tell. A guy named Joe...
16.
A guy named Joe Implants asks you to sit down for an interview. He's a suave, older, devilishly handsome fella. You get there, and it's James Lipton in disguise with his facial hair shaved off.
Why do so many of these relate to James Lipton?
Because he does Inside the Actor's Studio.
Okay.
So, do you think you would recognize him? James Lipton with his facial hair shaved off? Wait, hold on. What if it was just James Lipton, just as himself? Would you recognize him?
Yeah. I mean, I would know that he's not Joe Implants, because no one's named that.
Okay.
Unless he is the descendant of the guy who invented implants.
Here's the thing is, I know James Lipton, and I can even kind of picture him in my head and know what he looks like, but also my mental image of him is colored by whoever played him on Saturday Night Live when they used to do Inside the Actor's Studio parodies. Was that Will Ferrell that did that? I can't remember. And so therefore... I'm pretty sure with his facial hair shaved off, I might think to myself, God, this guy looks familiar, but I don't know that I'd place him as James Lipton. So, there you go. 13! 13 comes from... where is it? There we go. 13 comes from Kyle! Jeez, you got a lot of posts in here, Kyle. That is impressive. You are way ahead of the game. Tiffany or Debbie Gibson? Tiffany or Debbie Gibson? Don't shake your head at me. Choose.
I don't know either.
How dare you? That's James Lipton with his facial hair shaved off. Would not have recognized him for nothing. Okay, there. Okay, that's great. Got him. Yes, he looks like an evil Freudian doctor. Yes. And then he shaves off his facial hair. Nope, not a bit. Go look it up, Kyle. It's freaky. All right. Tiffany versus Debbie Gibson. Tiffany and Debbie Gibson were bubblegum pop stars back in the 80s.
Okay.
So they were both teenage girls. And
they were teenage girls.
Right. Now they're not. Okay. Have you heard the New Kids on the Block comeback song that they just released?
I haven't heard the name New Kids on the Block since I was like 7.
You haven't heard the name New Kids on the Block since you watched It a year ago. So don't give me that.
You're right.
This summer. I can't remember when. It was last summer. Yeah. That's New Kids on the Block. Sorry.
What is your...
Shut up. So my whole point is, my time sense is off. I can't... Look, I had to pause the podcast to get some light in here because I forgot that the lamp is right there. So, like, I pause the podcast, I go get up, I'm like, oh, god damn it. Turn the... Anyway, this is the mindset I'm in right now. All right, anyway, hold on. Tiffany versus... You want to entertain the people while I look this up for you? My god, how does it not come up right away?
Yeah. Wow. Well,
you're not entertaining anybody.
I have a new respect for people who do shows solo.
Oh my god. This is them as adults. Alright, so anyway, the whole point was, here's them as kids. So, Tiffany on the left, Debbie Gibson on the right. And so, the New Kids on the Block have released a comeback song, The Boys in the Band is the name of the song. It's actually pretty good. I kind of like it. And there is a repeating line, The Boys in the Band, over and over, that is, as I'm listening to it being sung, and I saw part of the video, I'm like, holy crap. That's Debbie Gibson. Oh, my God. So New Kids on the Block went back and got Debbie Gibson to join them on their little revival song. And it was pretty cool. And she's now Deborah Gibson. She's changed. But before she was Debbie Gibson. So, okay, so there's them when they were kids.
Okay.
And there's them as adults.
Well, it switches. It does.
Okay. So
if I knew which one was which.
Uh-huh. Oh, well. Tiffany on the left, she's the ginger, and Debbie Gibson is the blonde.
Debbie back then, Tiffany now.
Wow. I would go Debbie either way. When I was a kid, when I was in high school, and because they're my age, when I was in high school, yeah, I had such a crush on Debbie
Gibson. You're wrong, but...
She's adorable.
You keep doing you, boo.
And now as an adult, yeah, definitely, Debbie Gibson is just gorgeous. Wow. So anyway, Deborah Gibson, she makes me call her. Okay. So, wait. Okay. Oh, wait. The winner of that. Shit. There's more to this. God darn it. We went through all of that just to get... That's stage one. The winner of that versus Belinda Carlisle. Ah, still Debbie Gibson, dude. I got it. Oh, God. All right. Fine. Belinda Carlisle. She was the lead singer of the Go-Go's. So,
that's not helping you at all?
Belinda Carlisle. Okay, there's Belinda Carlisle today, and there's her back then.
Oh,
yeah. She was also very, very cute.
Okay, I understand the question. Refuse to answer, but understand.
Okay, still Debbie Gibson. Belinda Carlisle was gorgeous and still is a very attractive woman. But I got Debbie. All right.
Wow.
So,
is this what our podcast is about? Objectifying women?
If that's what Kyle wants, yes. That's what it's about.
Jeez, Kyle.
The winner of that versus... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, there's more?
The winner of that versus Moon Unit Zappa. Moon Unit, dude. Moon Unit in that video she did with her brother.
Hey, I'm going to need a little help again.
Okay. You know Frank Zappa?
No.
Okay. Frank Zappa. Very eccentric rock musician from way back, the 70s, all right? His popularity was predated my real serious awareness of music. But his daughter, who he named Moon Unit Zappa, did perform a few songs, and one of them was Valley Girl. So the stereotype of Valley Girl speak actually came from a lot of crap that she made up for that song. And now, as an adult, she's kind of a sort of a granola hippie sort of woman as an adult. And she is a little bit older than me. I think she's mid-50s, something like that. But yeah, she was very cute when she was young. And that video with her brother Dweezil, because her brother was named Dweezil.
Are you sure? I'm almost positive I caught one of those in Pokemon.
It was it was Moon Unit, Dweezil, and Ahmed are the three that I know. So, anyway.
Go, Dweezil!
I choose you. And then, lastly, the winner of that.
Oh yeah, my god!
Versus Ally Sheedy in The Breakfast Club. Oh, how dare you!
Which one?
The brunette from The Breakfast Club. The basket case.
Ah, oh damn.
Yeah, the like pre-goth one. That was back before there was such a thing as goth.
Or no, she wins hands down.
Yeah,
done.
Dude, I don't even know why you bothered asking. Of course.
What, all that lead up just to, you know, Trump card?
I'm sitting here agonizing over the earlier ones. With no Ally Sheedy. I mean,
done.
Yeah, she fell apart for me after that.
Fell apart.
Anyway, after that, she just never, I don't know, she wasn't that great an actress, and she didn't really hit any big roles that appealed to me. But in Breakfast Club, darn right. All right, so, now that we're done objectifying women, the next number that Aiden rolled was 37.
Wow, we just like those 30s.
I don't know. I think we've done 36 and 38. Is that what we've done? Were we just right there, and we did 35 and 38. 37 is from Mrs. Darks.
Well, hey.
Finally, a woman gets to contribute to this podcast. Oh. Is the art of the handwritten note or letter dead? I've answered this before. And yes.
Yes,
it is.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not dead. There's still people out there that write beautiful handwritten letters. But did email kill it? A little bit. But mostly texting really was the demise of it. But email started it. So,
look, a text is like a phone call, except I don't actually have to talk to anybody.
Right, that's why people love texting so much, is they hate interacting with people anymore.
We've all always hated interacting with people. Now we just have an excuse.
And then lastly, did video kill the radio star?
No. No, changing pop culture killed the radio star. And even nowadays, the radio star isn't dead, because I wouldn't hear pop music if it was not for my radio.
Did you know, though, that there was a time when objectively, physically unattractive people could have top 40 hits on the pop charts? Did you know that?
I mean, there's Ed Sheeran.
Oh, yeah, there's Post Malone.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you know that there was also a time when objectively unattractive women could be popular singers?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Yeah, exactly. You didn't. You know why? Because our culture is very sexist and sucks. And we are certainly very, very into appearances. So it's still in this day and age, you know what? If you're a dude, you can be ugly and successful. I mean, it's harder, but, you know, just ask Aiden. But
I can't picture Post Malone in my head that great. I have to look up a picture of Post Malone right now.
Oh, just think of the guy who sang that song from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. See how that's not helping you?
See, Post Malone isn't unattractive.
Really?
No, he's a very handsome lad.
Okay. I do not agree with you.
Not
at
there.
All.
Not
yeah,
there.
Exactly.
See, look.
No, that is no. No. Oh, yeah, and with the face tattoos, yeah. You want to stop him and go, hey, you forgot something. You forgot to not do that.
Look at this nice young boy.
Look at that nice young man. I bet he's studying to be an accountant.
That is a boy I would let my daughter leave and never come back with. We'd find her weeks later in
yeah,
the woods.
Exactly right. Exactly. See, that's,
not but, one piece either.
But I hear he's a decent fella. So there
I mean,
you go.
It's better than 6'9", though.
By the way, twice in this episode that I've used the word fella. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. Let's see. Oh, alright, that's the end of that one.
I mean, it's better than Takeshi 6ix9ine, though.
Ooh, that's harsh.
Yeah, he I don't know if it's gonna show his...
I do not know that dude at all.
Oh, yeah, no, he was a pretty popular SoundCloud rapper.
Uh-huh.
And then became an actual rapper. and then got arrested.
Wait, how is a SoundCloud rapper not a real rapper?
And then he got arrested for arms dealing and kitty diddling.
Oh, that's bad.
Yeah, it won't show it, but he has a sleeve tattoo that is nothing but the number 69 written 69 times.
Ew. He is classy, at least.
He's Takeshi 6'9", and he's the worst.
Okay, the next number I rolled, by the way, was 44, and 44...
I was hoping it was going to be 6'9", man!
Comes from Ronster again.
Well, hey, Ron.
And Ronster says, Imperial Mandate number 242 requires that all domiciles set aside a portion of their lawn for agricultural use to aid in the war efforts with the Zydonians. What do you choose to grow in your victory garden, citizen? While he's thinking about that, beets. Nobody's stealing my beets. Wait, no! No, that's where I'll plant my money tree.
I was gonna say, I mean, Dre's made a lot of money off of beets.
Ha-ha! That's pretty good.
Fun fact, you know that Dre's made more money off beets than he has as, you know, an artist?
Right. Right, because...
Could you imagine selling out so hard that you become immensely richer than you ever would have?
Yeah, well... Yeah, I can believe it. I mean, yeah, he's no Jay-Z, but still.
That's 40.
Wait, what are you growing in your victory garden? What'd you say?
Oh, I said potatoes. For the motherland.
Oh, excellent. Good choice. Number 40. And 40 is from that Kyle guy. And Kyle says...
Delete
no,
Rook.
No, that's not what I wanted. Damn it.
You just annihilated Kyle's question. a veritable Thanos of his question.
God, too bad there's no undo button here. Number 40 is, what's going on with Cyndi Lauper? I know she's always been crazy, but...
Oh my gosh!
Did you see the Muppets frame for frame? Okay, frame for frame, there it is. Recreation of the Girls Just Want to Have Fun video? What's with Captain Lou Albano's Muppet hair? If your kids are available, have them watch it and see if it makes sense to them. Okay, hold on. We're going to go watch that video right now. Okay, wow. All right. For those of you who are not familiar with this video, all right, you need context for what we're about to talk about. So it is weird. And wait, no, hold on. It's weird, and it is... Oh, man. It has some elements in it that are beyond weird. It might be too much for sensitive viewers. However, so here's the deal. Those of you who have seen Santasm know already what it is that I'm talking about, because you've seen the video. I realize now that this is okay. But for those of you who haven't, go to YouTube and search for Santasm. Santasm. It sounds like a combination of Santa and orgasm, Santasm.
And it is.
Go look. It will all make sense when you get there. Okay, I'll wait. Go ahead. Okay, now that you guys have all done that, Kyle, you son of a bitch, how dare you? Oh my god, that was horrible.
Not the most cursed thing I've seen, but the most cursed thing I've seen all day.
That was terrible. It was, okay.
Why would you do that to my eyeballs,
For those of you who aren't familiar with Santasm is what we used to Rickroll people back on Animal Ball back in the day. And I haven't been gotten by a Santasm in ages. And this one completely got me. Like, literally, I went to go search for Muppets Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I found links to all sorts of videos that clearly were not the video you're talking about. And so, finally... Aiden says, well, he has a link right there in the question. Why don't you just click it? And I'm like, well, I can't click the link because it's on the computer and the computer is running the recording for the podcast. And therefore, I won't get any sound, so it won't work for me. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. I'll just type the URL into my phone. So, like, we went through this whole long, arduous process of me typing in the YouTube number for this video only to have Santasm pop up. I curse you.
No, that you video are terrible, did. Kyle. It is absolutely cursed.
Oh, God, I was taking it seriously. I put so much effort into it. You are the worst.
That's 24.
It's
from Kyle.
Oh, I'm not reading any more Kyle questions today, so I hope it's not from Kyle.
It's from Kyle!
Ooh, it's from Kyle. Kyle says, bedwetter behead. The three amigos. I'll take this question.
Whoa. It's more.
Yeah, it's the three amigos. Lucky Day, as played by Steve Martin. Dusty Bottoms, as played by Chevy Chase. Or Ned Niederlander, as played by Martin Short.
Okay.
Those are three actors that you probably know.
I've seen.
Oh, have you seen? You've seen Three Amigos?
Yes.
Wow, I'm a good parent. I am such a good dad! Okay. Then in that case...
It's how I know the word plethora.
Then, yeah, I know, me too. Let's see. It's Lucky Day, Dusty Bottoms, and Ned Niederlander. I think Dusty Bottoms is Chevy Chase's character. Dusty Bottoms is just such a lump. I do not want to bed or wed him, so therefore I am beheading Dusty Bottoms. So now, do you want to be married forever to Lucky Day or to Ned Niederlander? Which one do you want to be married to forever, and which one do you think is going to be more passionate in bed? If it's, you know, the answers to those are different. I am going to take all of that energy and enthusiasm of Ned Niederlander, and we'll have a wild night of passion together, and it'll be awesome. And then I will marry Lucky, who is the least stupid of the three, and seems to be the most normal, if such a thing is possible. He's still oblivious and still problematic, but, you know, I do have all that Three Amigos money that he's made to allow me to live a life of leisure. Not really. The fact that they lost all their money is the whole plot of that movie. So, how about you? You got any different opinion? Do you have strong enough opinions about them to care?
I saw that movie when I was six.
Then no.
Favorite noise.
50. 50, and this is going to be the end. We are done with lucky number 13. Ooh, it's from your mom. Hey, you know who else submits Podomatic questions?
My mom.
That's right. And Lisa says, many items come with a warning label. Keep out of reach of children. Do not remove under penalty of law. Objects in mirror are closer than they appear. What would your warning label say?
My personal warning label?
Yeah, a warning label for you. Mine says, warning, do not feed the nerd.
Warning, do not let within 20 feet of a school zone.
Yeah, no, don't just read from your parole terms. I mean, like, literally,
are my parole terms not specifically a warning?
Well, I suppose so. let's see. I know. My warning label says, warning, all knowledge contains 85% Wikipedia. Yeah, come on.
Warning is lonely and broken.
Aww. Okay, how about warning? May cause excessive drowsiness. Warning, do not use as a flotation device.
Is it cheating that you just have these written down beforehand?
That would be cheating if I did that. Okay, there. Now I know where to remove that conversation.
How dare you?
O2. What? Number two is from Calvin. This is going to be the best show ever.
No.
Calvin says, what's your secret strategy for winning a game of truth or dare? The obvious answer, as I've written down here, says don't play. But,
are you really going to cut that out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, wait, hold on. No, come on, no. Seriously. Don't avoid the question. What is your secret strategy, or maybe not so secret strategy, for winning a game of truth or dare?
Literally, just be fearless. Literally, have no inhibition, and look them dead in the eye and say dare every round.
Oh, wow. That's pretty good. Or just come in with a whole set of bold-faced lies ready to go. You can tell them all the truth you want, every time truth, and then you just tell them horrible things.
But no, see, here's the thing. You keep picking dare until they tell you to stop.
Yeah, after after your intestines are hanging out over your broken leg.
Okay, you can, okay, stop. All right, you win. Stop.
See? Ah, just saying. 19.
Or just keep playing till the game's over. You know, like a good party goer.
Wait, is Truth or Dare something you win?
I don't think it is, actually.
Yeah, that's a... You know what? I challenge the premise of your question. I think the point of Truth or Dare is to get everyone in a sexy mood and maybe half-naked. I mean, that's... I've never played Truth or Dare.
If you only have them half-naked, you're not playing Truth or Dare, right?
Well, no, because then once they're half-naked, then you can just stop playing Truth or Dare and just move on to sexy times.
How do you... You gotta get them more naked than just half.
I don't know. I've never played the game.
Aw.
I know. Because I never had to. I don't know what that means. Alright. This number 19 is from Kyle. Kyle says, hopefully the movie hasn't come out yet, but are you disappointed that the last Star Wars movie is tagged with The Rise of Skywalker?
Yes.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. Kyle says, why are you disappointed?
Because we all know that Rey is a Skywalker.
No, because the second movie of her trilogy told us very specifically that she is absolutely not. In no uncertain terms, she's not a Skywalker. You are nobody important.
Right, but she is.
Right, exactly. I kind of already knew that. So it doesn't bother me because we already knew that.
You know what? I would give Star Wars so many props if they murdered Rey in, like, the first 10 minutes of this movie, and it just continues on about Ben.
Right,
because he's technically a Skywalker.
He's a Skywalker. That would be pretty funny.
I would give it so many props.
Does this mean that Rey is actually the relative of someone important? Yeah,
yes.
She's Luke's kid. I mean, that's just... She's Luke's kid. Or possibly... possibly she's... She's Kylo Ren's sister. Maybe. But...
They haven't kissed yet. They can't be siblings.
Of course. Yeah. Of course she's a Skywalker. That's the whole point. Look, the first trilogy, well, chapters 1 through 3 is the second trilogy. But chapters 1 through 3 are about Anakin. Chapters 4 through 6 are about his son, Luke. Chapters 7 through 9 are about his daughter, Rey. That's just how it goes. I mean, to me, that, I feel like, that's the proper way to go. I was actually really disappointed with the whole "your parents were nobody" shtick from episode 8. I just didn't, because no, there were too many clues that she already had an affinity for that particular lightsaber.
Yeah, I was going to say the fact that that lightsaber has a propensity to keep finding Skywalkers.
Yeah, it called to her, you know. So,
and it doesn't do that for anyone but a Skywalker.
Right.
You have a giant neon sign that says Skywalker with a tiny little post-it note on it that says not a Skywalker.
Now, Kyle's point, he goes on, I'm reading ahead, he says, I think it would suck. The whole point of Rey is that anyone can change the world, not just some elite class of aristocrats. What do you think it means? No, that's a good point. That is a great point, that any, much like Harry Potter, any lost soul orphan in horrible situations could turn out to secretly have very famous and powerful parents and thus be the chosen one, right? Is that the lesson we want? Is it for people of meager means and impoverished backgrounds to let them know, hey, maybe your parents aren't your real parents? You know what? If you're super lucky, maybe you were secretly abandoned by millionaires.
What I did like about Episode 8, though, is that it showed that there are a ton of Force-sensitive people out there.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, look, I appreciate knowing that there are Force-sensitive people in this universe who have nothing to do with being Jedi or Sith.
Right.
That aren't playing this particular game, and I would love for one of their Star Wars story movies to not focus on being part of the established history.
Right.
I would really like them to just start exploring something new. There are a million books to choose from that they could pick awesome stories from.
Man.
Or
too bad they retconned all of it. Huh?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing: all of those books, they've now said none of them are canon. Great. but they can still pick and choose plot lines and characters from those books to now introduce into canon.
No, it's either Starkiller becomes canon, or none of it does.
And so, therefore...
You give me back my Starkiller.
So, therefore, I'm all on board with having a side movie that is something completely new. And yes, like the Daredevil series made mention that, oh yeah, there was all that trouble in Manhattan that, you know, making reference to the Avengers movies.
I think it would be a little distasteful for a bit of Star Wars lore to mention Manhattan, though.
But, so, a side movie from Star Wars could be an all-new tale with all-new heroes and great stuff going on that doesn't tie directly to any of the rest, but it makes references to it so we all, you know, so that you recognize a lot of stuff from Rogue One. Because, like, Rogue One, where they had to, even Solo, where they had to keep making these constant references, throwing in these little Easter eggs that, oh, yeah, hey, that's the thing, that's the,
Chewie ate people.
Yeah, I know, Chewie ate people. Spoiler, Chewbacca ate people. Yeah, I know, big friendly lug of a furry guy, right? Right? No, he ate people. That's established in the Solo movie, so you're just going to have to live with that. Alright, go ahead.
That's 21.
21? Oh, I thought we said we were done. Why do I keep letting you roll that thing? Alright. Have you ever had to be a pallbearer? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I was. I think for my wife's...
From?
That was from Monster. I think it was my wife's grandfather, I think. I'm pretty sure I was. I can't remember for sure. But yeah, I think so.
That's 36.
Okay, now we're done. I'm turning it off. We're finished. In fact, you know what? We're not even going to answer this question. We're just going to turn it over to GLaDOS.
36.
Oh, it's right here on the page. 36 is from...
Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Kyle says, what's the grossest self-surgery you've ever done? I dug out the small necrotic piece of flesh from a brown recluse bite on my arm, but it was still small enough that I wouldn't have to go to the doctor. I used a pocket knife. It smelled weird. That's disgusting, dude. Ew. Yeah, that is some gross self-surgery.
Ew. I hit my toenail when I was like 14. I hit my toenail against a doorframe and shattered most of it. And it was just like half on, half off. So I grabbed a pair of tweezers and just took the rest of it off. And then I put a sock on and told nobody.
Oh, God, you could have told us? What? You hurt yourself. Why wouldn't you tell us, you dumbass?
Because I hurt myself more ripping it off, and I didn't want to look stupid.
Oh, God, honey. Honey, that wouldn't have made any difference. Yeah. Mine is probably, like, an ingrown toenail. Infected toenail, and you kind of lance it along the side, and then you just press down on your toenail, and pus just shoots out the end of it. And...
Like your blister that one time at Cedars.
Oh my God, that was terrible. Ugh, yeah. So, yes. Lots of gross pus. I'm sorry, does that need a trigger warning? Do you need a trigger warning for pus? I don't know how these things work anymore. So, I don't think so. I think we're safe. We're probably good. Okay, now we're done. Let's turn it over to GLaDOS, and she will give us a recap this week's episode. So far.
Remember when the platform was sliding into the fire pit and I said goodbye, and you were like,
no way.
And then I was all, we pretended we were going to murder you.
That was great.
This podcast is copyright 2019 by Nerd Pride Radio. The opening and closing theme is Death Metal Disco by Ian Kronk. No bumper music this week, but if I had, all the songs I use are available on iTunes. You check them out, you buy them, enjoy them. I wouldn't put them in my podcast if I didn't love them. If you want to help out Nerd Pride, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or whatever podcatcher you're using, and write me a nice review or a shitty review, as long as it's got 5 stars on it. That's the only thing that makes a difference. Love that. If you want to do something super nice for this podcast, recommend it to your friends. Because if you're enjoying it, you should spread the word and let other people enjoy it as well. Word of mouth
is my bread and butter, people.
My bread and butter, people. Bread and butter people entertains the crap out of me. Love saying that. Don't forget, this podcast is a proud member of the Nerd Pride Network, which now includes me and Bicoastal Disorder and Nelly's Nerdy Adventures. Quality nerd podcasting and apparently YouTubing as well from Quality Nerds. Remember, I'm always looking for you listeners to do my work for me. Don't forget to send me questions and topics for the Podomatic. Watch out every week on, well, I haven't been doing Facebook and my forums for listener betrayal, but I'll get back to it. And if you have a really interesting nerd fact about an upcoming episode number, like Kyle does, send it to me. Save me all of that grueling research. My contact information is mike@nerdprideradio.com, @nerdprideradio on occasional some social medias, maybe. But to be completely honest, really, best way to get hold of me, you want to talk to me, chat, have fun, come sign up for my forums at nerdprideradio.com/nerds. You sign up, you send me a message, we will hang out together, we will become best friends in the world. We'll have fun. And now it's time for Listener Betrayal. Before we start recording every podcast, we send out messages sometimes on my forums and Facebook, but always on the special Nerd Pride Gallium and Platinum member lists. And then we tell people, hey, here's some questions. Talk to us. Anything you say, we're going to read it off at the end of the podcast. That's what we're doing right now. And it turns out I lost. I said I had five, but one of them, one of my responses was not from the Gallium list. It was my wife responding to my other son in a group chat that apparently this conversation doesn't involve me.
I win, which is only a competition when I win.
Right. So, anyway, my question was, Nerd Pride Gallium Club members, hey, what you doing? Is it a good Saturday? What do you think the odds are of Aiden being available and actually getting here to join me?
100%!
Actually getting here to join me before the end of the podcast. And those of you who answered this question, you knew the answer already because you've heard his voice. So, my first response came from my son Aiden, who said, "You son of a bitch! I'll be there in 30 seconds." Good answer. You didn't say how your Saturday was going.
I told them I was here.
Okay.
For those who didn't catch it, my Saturday's going well. I worked and I made money.
All right. And you also just now answered what you thought the odds of Aiden being here were. Okay. Then we're good. All right. My next one comes from Jacob. All right. Jacob says, "Hey, I just got back from Toy Story 4, and it was surprisingly great. It reminded me of one of my favorite movie facts. Toy Story 3 DVDs were made with a security measure where it allowed pirates to copy over most of the movie, but rolled credits when the toys held hands in the trash compactor. Oh! They were able to slap people with a bunch of fines when they complained about the ending of the movie online, because that was proof that they had just watched a pirated copy. Wow, that's really funny. And then chances of Aiden? 80-20 in favor of him not showing up. And then..."
Ouch!
I know. And then, 16 minutes later, "Change my answer! 100%! 100%! Do I win?" No. No, you don't. No, you only sent that after you got a message from your brother saying that he was in. How? I cannot believe the gall, the unmitigated nerve of you trying to cheat in an answer after the buzzer. It's like, bing, and it's Ali with a knockout. Ooh, I'd like to place a bet. Yeah, whatever. You suck. Next. Next is from Talvin. And Talvin says, "I don't think he makes it." Wow.
You have no faith.
You don't understand how important this podcast is. All right. "Gen Con is almost here," Talvin says. "Can't wait to playtest Godball." Oh, dude, no kidding. Me too. Listen, this weekend is special. We got our print and play rules ready. We revised the board. We did some really cool stuff. We're very happy with, very proud of this game. And in addition to offering the print and play to everybody, one of the first things we did was Dave got his brother, Flameblade, who has a deaf gaming community that he games with. And so he is going to take Godball to them and should be playtesting it right now or soon. He was just asking us questions about it earlier. So he'll be playtesting it with his gaming community this weekend. And then I built a very nice set for my brother. And so I put that in the mail this weekend, and he should be receiving it Monday. And then he is going to playtest with his family, and possibly with some of their friend community. And in any case, he has no idea what's in there. Like, the only thing Kyle knows about Godball really is just some real basic premise stuff from online and what he's heard me talk about on the podcast here. But the details of it, through a weird misunderstanding we had, he wound up not delving into it because he thought that I was wanting him to. Anyway, doesn't make any difference. Weird misunderstanding. But as a result, it means he knows nothing about the game, and I love him and trust him, and he's awesome. And so therefore, he's going to get this game, and he's going to be able to do a completely blind playtest where he gets to open the box, and without me and Dave there to explain it, without any help, he just gets to pull out the pieces and the rules and see if they can play a game. And he said that if possible, he'll even try and record the entire session for us so that Dave and I can find out what happens when people open up the box and which rules kind of stump them or where they had trouble sorting it out and making sense of things and the kind of stuff that we would need to really to brush up on or tighten up or whatever. It's going to be a great learning experience. So we're super excited. And so that's kind of why Godball is a little bit on hold at the moment because, well, we got our playtest version. This is the version we're going to take to Gen Con with us. And we're super excited. So it's a good weekend for us. So anyway, thank you, Calvin. And yes, I so am looking forward to going to Gen Con. I can't wait to play games with you guys of all sorts. So let's see. Next up is, oh wait, thoughts on Pathfinder version 2? You know what? I'm super excited about the idea of Pathfinder version 2, and yet I haven't yet gotten up the energy to try and get in on the beta of it. And I mean, I think you can just buy the beta version of the rules right now, can't you? Something like that. And I just haven't had the energy to really dive into it because I know it's going to be a big step for me. And so therefore, I'm kind of waiting. But
wow, you finally moved on to D&D 4?
I think, whatever. I think it's going to be really good. If Starfinder is any indication of the direction they're going, then I love Starfinder, and I think Starfinder is kind of the proto version of what is going to happen to Pathfinder. It was like a place for them to A, create a super cool game, but B, test out some of their new ideas and really put them to the grindstone before releasing Pathfinder version 2. So I think it's going to be great, but you know, maybe I'm biased. All right, let's see. Then there is a message from, oh, it's from Dave.
Well, hi, Dave.
Hey, I'm playing bluegrass music at a block party. It's going all right, although it's cold and rainy, but it's a good Saturday. How are you doing, Mike? I'm doing pretty well. Like I say, busy, frazzled, weird, but I'm going to camp tomorrow, and it's going to be a good time. So, Aiden there? Ah, I bet he's off cavorting with the ne'er-do-wells. What a knackered pansy he is. What? Wow.
I'm insulted in 1920s speak.
Do you realize nobody...
My jimmies have been ruffled!
You realize nobody who listens to this podcast has any faith in you whatsoever?
Right? Dave, I thought you, out of all people, would know how much this means to me.
Wow. Okay, and then there's a response from my wife that says, hey, send Noah in here. Yeah, Noah's not here. Let me see. Noah's not... Well, he has his own phone. Although he hasn't responded to me, so he may not be looking at this phone. Anyway, all right, you know what? Good radio. All right, your turn, man.
All right.
Oh, my
gosh.
Is that the question you sent out?
I sent out, howdy Platinum members, my dad and I are recording today. If you'd like us to say something or have us read anything, now's your chance. We will read anything you send to us. This week's question, what is something weird you believed as a child?
And
the first one's from Tim. Hey, Tim.
Well, hi, Tim.
He says, I watched a TV show about ghosts that people saw, and forever since then, I had this image of a terrible CGI ghost shadow burned into my brain. I thoroughly believe that this ghost existed and saw me through the TV and was put out to get me.
That's great. great.
Also, I grew up in the era of a beautiful thing called Sega Channel. This game revolution had a screen and said attention whenever something didn't load correctly. I was so scared of that screen because I believed it was somebody watching me from Sega and that they thought I was doing something illegal. I left my Sega on all night one time in my brother's room because I was deadly scared to try to turn it on.
Tim, that is the best answer ever. You are spectacular. Now, didn't you say your plan was to get them to confess weird things they believed and then make fun of them for being losers? Is this where you're going to do that?
I didn't say that. It's one thing.
Really? Didn't you?
It's one thing for me to throw you under the bus for things that happened before the podcast.
I'll remove this.
But it's another thing to make up lies about me.
You know what? You know what? If you want me to remove this section from the podcast.
You know, no. I want you to keep this section in and all sections.
Well, I think it's too late, but all right, I'll try. We'll see what happens. Who's next?
The next one is from Emily. Hey, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
She says, not a belief. I didn't know that meat was animal muscle tissue until second or third grade. To be fair, English is weird. I didn't connect beef, pork, and poultry to cows, pigs, and chickens.
Wow, that's pretty good.
The next one's from Ryan. Hey, Ryan. He says, I believe that there was a shadow man who would follow me and watch me, rarely showing himself to me.
Ew. Alright, that's pretty creepy.
Yeah, alright. The next one's from Jacob. Hey, Jacob. Cheater. He says, I believe that Dad got rid of Michael and he died on the side of the road. All right, to explain, my older brother Jacob had an imaginary friend named Michael.
Uh-huh.
And they were, yeah, they were driving up to what, Grandpa and Grandma's?
We were driving home from Grandpa and Grandma's, yeah.
And so Michael and Jacob wouldn't stop fighting. So, Dad stops the car, gets out, pretends to grab Michael and throw him out of the car. And then they drove away.
And every now and then when we drove by that spot, we'd go, hey, there's Michael, wave to Michael. But here's the thing. Here's the part that makes it really tragic, and this is why Jacob is such a messed up kid and I feel horrible now. Is that Michael never came back. That was it. Like we pretended to throw him out of the car, and then that was it. He didn't have an imaginary friend anymore. We killed him.
Super Dinosaur.
Oh, well, yeah, Super Dinosaur was a dick, though.
He calls people bitch a lot.
Yeah, Super Dinosaur was just the imaginary friend that Jacob could blame things on. So he was Super Dinosaur was super naughty.
The next one's from Robbie. Hey, Robbie.
Oh, hey, Rob. Can I call her Rob?
No.
Robbie?
Yeah.
All right, I'll just call her Robin, then. Screw you. Can I call her Dick Grayson?
You know what? I'll
just call her Dick for short.
Yeah,
hey, Dick.
Cool. Perfect. Call her Dick Grayson. She'll have no idea why, but...
Okay, that's good.
All right.
Jason Todd? Would that be better? Should I call her Jason Todd?
Which one died?
I think... I can't remember.
I know Dick Grayson was Teen Titans.
Yeah. Dick Grayson is the one that became Nightwing eventually.
Yeah, the cool one.
Yeah, I think Jason Todd's the one that died, but I don't know.
Anyway. Robbie says that I personally didn't believe this, but I babysat for a kid who she honestly believed she would marry her dad when she grew up.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty common. That's a pretty standard belief.
Mm-hmm.
So... Although a lot of people don't remember ever having that, but you just make that assumption that, oh, well, when you grow up, you grow up and you get married. That's what you do, because your parents are married, if you have married parents. And you just assume that, well, the only husband you know is your dad, so therefore, that would have to be who it is, right?
Right.
See? Not a problem. All right, you got any more?
Let me make sure I didn't skip over any.
Nope.
That's it.
We're all good. All right. Well, it has been awesome. And, look, see, I didn't forget, did I? You guys are great. I appreciate you being here. Thank you. I love you guys all. Hopefully, see you next week from Camp Cedars, but maybe not. Maybe it'll be the week after that. Say goodnight, Aiden.
Goodnight, guys.
Say goodnight, R2. Bye.